This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. On the first Friday of each month, we take occasion to discuss a topic of environmental pertinence to our state, our county, and to our hometown. Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and serves as host of WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. On this month's show, Lisa covers the ongoing conversation around energy and efforts to increase forms of clean, renewable energy in Michigan, in the governor's office and in the legislature.
My guest today is Valerie Brader, the recently appointed executive director for Michigan's new Agency on for Energy. Valerie comes to the position with a deep knowledge of energy policy. She previously served Governor Snyder as deputy legal counsel and senior policy advisor specializing in energy. In addition, Valerie was also chief energy policy officer at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Welcome to the show, Valerie.
Thanks so much for having me.
You've been working in the arena of energy policy for a very long time, certainly over the course of Governor Snyder's first full term in office. Why now, early in his second term, did the governor establish this new agency, and what can you tell us about the goals of this new entity?
Well, I think the previous years told us that once you've had your third or fourth work group with the same people sitting around the table from different agencies, maybe they ought to just always have the same table. And so from things like the energy emergency we had on propane in a very cold winter 2 years ago to better efforts to coordinate our weatherization, which means making people's homes more comfortable, especially low-income families. All of those sort of activities, we kept pulling together the same folks from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, from our Public Service Commission, from our DEQ, and we thought going forward it was better to have them all work together all the time on energy.
So this new Agency for Energy will house, as you just indicated, I think the Director of Air Policy, the Michigan Energy Office, the Energy Advisory Committee, the Michigan Public Service Commission will be involved. And that's a lot. I mean, you've indicated it's been hard to kind of pull them all together, but that's a lot of different moving parts in this. How do you envision the consolidation of so many offices and voices under one roof impacting the current debate in Lansing over energy policy?
Well, I think it will actually make it much easier to have all the expertise in one shop and able to talk together. So, for instance, when you're saying, well, what would the impact of a new air quality regulation be on the power system? If you have the folks who really know the regulation right next to the folks who really know the power system, then they can have that conversation very quickly, very easily, and you can get better answers out to the public, to policymakers, and for yourself in designing how to respond best.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues. I'm Lisa Wozniak, and we're talking about the establishment of the new Michigan Agency for Energy with Valerie Brader, the agency's new executive director. So, Valerie, last month, the Michigan Public Service Commission, an agency with which you've worked closely for many, many years, posted some impressive findings on the success of Michigan's current renewable energy and energy efficiency standards. According to the commission, renewable energy in Michigan has generated close to $3 billion in economic activity, and customers are saving $4 for every $1 invested in energy efficiency programs. With Michigan's current clean energy standards set to expire this year, how do you see the success we've experienced so far continuing into the future?
Well, I just want to make one note that in terms of saying that they expire, what on the renewable side, the current law would continue to mandate a 10% into the future. It's just that we've already built everything we would need to meet that.
Right, right.
And on the side of reducing energy waste, what in Michigan law is called the energy optimization standard, that would actually, absent any change in law, continue to require additional 1% reductions into the future. So I do just want to make that note that we've reached our goal in the renewables, but we would have to maintain it even under current law. So in terms, though, of looking forward, we obviously came in on the renewable side under budget. It cost far, far less than initially projected. In fact, in consumers' energy territory, it costs no more than our traditional generation. And on the energy optimization or the reducing energy waste side, we have, as you've said, seen huge savings for Michigan consumers, both who were participating directly in the program by making their houses more comfortable or their businesses more efficient, and on the side of all of us as ratepayers not having to burn that coal or otherwise build anything to serve that. So these are really big successes for Michigan that we need to make sure that we take those lessons and move forward on.
So just a few weeks ago, when Governor Snyder delivered his address on energy policy in Michigan, he stated that by 2025, between 30% and 40% of Michigan's energy needs could or should be met by a combination of renewable energy and reducing energy waste or energy efficiency. For many, this was really encouraging to hear, especially with the substantiation of the goals coming directly from the research that the governor had asked to be done in 2013. The question becomes, what is the plan to meet these goals? How do we get there?
Well, one of the things that we learned through our research that was really encouraging is that those numbers the governor set out were based just on what if we did the least expensive thing to meet Michigan's energy needs. And when you come to that, it's not what if we subsidized or what if we did these things. Literally, if we just did what is cheapest, we'd be meeting between 30% and 40% of our needs from our very cleanest sources in 10 years. And I think that gives us a lot of opportunity to recognize that if we just set up our systems to plan well and to take into account cost as well as things like making sure we have a diversity of sources and making sure we're insulating ourselves against rate shocks in the future, we'll end up coming to a much, much cleaner Michigan future, a much, much less expensive Michigan future than we would otherwise have, and a more reliable one. So the good news is we don't have sort of those pillars competing against each other. We have them all moving in the same direction.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU and our first Friday Focus on the Environment. I'm Lisa Wozniak, and we're talking about the governor's goals to increase Michigan's use of renewable energy and energy efficiency with Valerie Brader, executive director of the new Michigan Agency for Energy. Now, Valerie, not long before the governor presented his energy plan, the legislature presented two drastically different visions for Michigan's energy future. We saw a plan from the Democratic caucus that would increase our current renewable energy and energy efficiency standards, including a 20% renewable standard by 2022. And on the other hand, Representatives Eric Nesbitt and Representatives Franz introducing bills that would gut our energy efficiency and renewable energy standards and open the door to the generation of more dirty sources under the auspices of renewable energy. With the competing visions for our state's energy generation, where do you, as the new lead of this office and the governor, fit into determining the final outcome?
Well, I would say that while that sort of accentuates the differences, there is a pretty common theme, which is it's hard to find anyone who thinks if there is a source that is less expensive and is cleaner and is not any threat and, in fact, may enhance our reliability, we ought to use it. And what we know is that wind energy has been incredibly economically competitive. Again, using our renewable portfolio now in the consumer's territory, it costs no more than our more traditional sources of energy. And so when there's that sort of commonality, I think legislators in both parties would say, well, yeah, if there's something that is less expensive and meets those other goals, we ought to be using it. And so I think we have an opportunity that we haven't had in the past when discussing this issue to really find that common ground that gets us to those goals.
Well, this is obviously going to be a topic that is consuming a great deal of attention in Lansing over the next many, many months. I'd love to have you back on the show to continue this conversation. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
That is Valerie Brader, executive director of the newly created Michigan Agency for Energy. I'm Lisa Wozniak, inviting you to join me next month for the next edition of 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment.
Lisa Wozniak is executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment is a monthly feature and is heard, as you might expect, on the first Friday of each month. For more information on today's feature and to visit our archive, go to our webpage at WEMU.org.